Hi, welcome to the Umbilical Cord of the Gourd, where I listen to my best friend Maggie tell her crazy stories. Hey, Maggie, what's going on today?
Hey, Michelle. I am killing it. Woke up this morning, went for a very long hike while I was also hungover. So, you know, all things good.
That sounds magical.
Yeah.
So what are you here to talk about?
So today I want to talk about Carnival because Carnival is rapidly approaching, and I lived for a year in Cologne and now I live in Bonn, which is really close to Cologne. And here Carnival is not cool, as you might have seen in places like Brazil where there's dancing and hot people. Here it's clown themed. So it's technically starts for some reason in November, on the 11th of November. It's called Elfte Elfte. You have 3 months of mild carnival where every now and then you see somebody dressed like a clown and it's not weird, which means I have been drunk, sitting at a train stop, looked across the street, or like across the tracks, and there's been a very, very drunk, sleeping clown sitting across from me at 2 o'clock in the morning before, which is an awful thing to witness.
Yeah, that sounds very terrifying.
Yeah, it's awful.
So, Maggie, can you maybe give me a brief history of Carnival?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so Carnival is the celebration before the season of Lent starts. And so Lent is 40 days minus Sundays, so like 46 or something days before Easter. But Lent is a time of like penance where you give things up, sometimes like alcohol, sometimes you give up like porn, whatever you want to give up.
What are you Lenting this year?
I haven't given it any thought until this exact moment. Okay, so Carnival is a celebration right before Lent. So it's actually the same thing as like Mardi Gras. But the days where you're really celebrating are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So 6 days.
So does like everyone get off work and shit like that?
Yeah. So like, especially because the times that you're supposed to drink are daytime. So like Thursday is the first day and it's called Weibefastnacht. And it's Women's Day, and women are allowed to do whatever you want.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, there's like a tradition that like men will wear ties and women will carry scissors around and just cut men's ties off. But also, somebody once was talking to me, and she was like, "This was before I'd ever lived through a carnival," and she was like, "Yeah, Women's Day is the best because like you can just walk up to a random stranger, grab them, kiss them, run, slap them in the face, walk away. No one says anything because you're allowed to do whatever you want on this day."
That sounds a little assaulty.
I agree. I didn't do it, just to be clear. Like, I wasn't like, yeah, it's my time to shine. So the magic number for Carnival in Cologne is 11. I don't really know why. So like, the moment where you're supposed, the like height of the party is at 11:11 in the morning, which means you already got to be, you're supposed to be kind of drunk by 11 a.m.
Okay. So how would you describe the general flair of Carnival in Cologne, and how is that different than like other places? I know you mentioned the clowns, but like what else?
I really can't stress that it's mostly about clowns.
How did the clowns come about?
It's like the symbol of Cologne. There's like whole stores that just sell clown shit.
Can you whip out Bobo?
Yeah. I found a thrift store where I can get some clown costumes for like $3.50 or something. So I need to go to the thrift store on Tuesday and buy some cheap clown costumes.
Can you explain to our listeners how Bobo came about?
Yeah, so I was studying Chinese in Beijing, and at the end of our summer semester, our program was like, we should do a talent show, and every class has to come up with like a skit or do a song or perform something. And every class was like 5 people too. So like, there's no way you can just stand in the background. My class decided to do a skit that was like China's Got Talent, where like a couple people were judges and then a couple people were performers. And I didn't really want to be a judge. And the performers were like, my friend Amy, who's really good at dancing, this girl who likes really likes singing. I don't remember if she was any good, but she really likes it. And they were kind of serious about their talents. And they were like, Maggie, what talents do you have? And I was like, shit, I can juggle. And I was like, I will be a clown. And so I had crafted this backstory.
You didn't need to craft the backstory. The juggling could have sufficed.
And I had, well, no, I had to give a speech.
Oh.
I had to be like, hi, I'm a clown.
In Chinese.
So Bobo only speaks Chinese.
And this is probably the creepiest voice that you've ever come up with.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to give my little Bobo speech. I also haven't spoken Chinese in months, so.
I'll tell you if I can understand you.
All right. So it goes. 大家好，我叫小左伯伯，我是中国的，可是我在美国，可是that's where I forget how I don't remember how to say circus, and it's hard to talk about my dream of establishing a circus when I can't say circus.
So basically, the laugh is what you got.
Yeah. yeah, so that's Bobo.
Okay, so going back to our story.
Yeah. Women's Day. Oh yeah, so that's Thursday. Basically, like every day, Thursday to Tuesday, the entire city is drunk. On Monday there's a parade and they throw chocolate at you, but the chocolate, they throw it really hard, and sometimes you get hit in the face with like a box of chocolate and it bruises you. Also, when you get to really crowded parts of the pedestrian areas, if you have a glass bottle, they don't let you bring your glass bottle in, but instead of throwing out your alcohol, they just give you like a gallon sized cup, and you can just pour, you can pour like a double bottle of wine into this cup and then just walk around with an enormous cup of wine. Basically, nice. Like drinking wine out of a bucket.
So like what kind of weird shit did you run into?
Okay. Well, one, there's a reasonable amount of blackface. So that's not great.
Like as part of the clown thing, or is there something else going on?
So like everyone wears a costume. So it's a little bit of a Halloween thing. Clown costumes are the most traditional cologne costume. But like I went as a ladybug.
Maggie, I really wish that you would have gone as a fork. Like that one Halloween.
I can do it again. I have all of the necessary. I should go as a fork. I'm supposed to go to carnival on Saturday. I can go as a fork. I know exactly how to do it. I've done it before. I just need some silver face paint.
Is that racist?
Is it racist against silver people?
Yeah. Tin men?
Yes, I suppose it is. I will. But you know what? I'm just going to do it and apologize later. Yeah. So I might go as a fork.
Also, I feel like that made it sound like we were taking blackface lightly, and we're not.
No, super anti-blackface. Don't do it.
Don't do it, children. Anyway.
Anyways, racism, am I right? So I think I have two events from that weekend of Carnival. One was on Thursday, and one was maybe on Saturday or Sunday that I think were fully absurd. So this is the first one that happened. This is the story of how an ostrich broke into my house 3 times. So it's Carnival. It's Thursday. My friend Chase came into town for Carnival and stayed with me for a night. And we had been out all day, came back at like 3 in the morning. This is funny. So Chase is he went to UNC, and like we were in the same German class for like a few semesters, and he also tried to date my roommate. It didn't work out for him. But then when I was in Germany, I was at a language school for my first couple months. And I walked in on the first day and like he was just there. And you know that thing when you see somebody that like you're not very good friends with, but you kind of know mm-hmm. and you like give them the head nod and then you move on with your life?
Well, actually, no, because I am very blind and I just don't acknowledge people in general.
Ah, right. I forgot about that aspect. So like normal people, you see somebody that like you're not great friends with, but you kind of know.
You're like, I don't want to talk to you, but I'll acknowledge your existence.
Maybe wave, smile, nod your head at them, walk away. So we did this, and then we were like, wait, why the fuck are you in this room? Oh, I guess we're in the same language school for 2 months now in Germany. So let's hang out.
Wait, was it like a UNC specific program?
No, this was after we graduated.
So you just happened to have been in the same country, the same school with a random person that you knew.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was super, super fucking weird. Also, we started on the same day, too. Like, we graduated in May, and then we started on the same day in August at this language school.
Whoa.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, Chase is at the school, and he was there by himself. He was starting a job in Liechtenstein, and they sent him to this language school before he went to Liechtenstein. Also, Liechtenstein is basically like if you live there, you probably are going to get invited to party with the prince because there aren't a lot of people in this country, and the prince really likes to party. I think his name is Hans.
Can you please get invited to a party with the prince?
I probably, like, honestly, like, if I went with Chase, it probably could happen. We still keep up. Anyways, so I was like, let's be friends. So Chase came back from Liechtenstein and was staying with me in Cologne for a couple of nights during Carnival. And we went out and we came back at 3. And as we were coming in the door, I hear somebody sort of grunting behind, just like, it's like clearly like a drunk person noise, you know? And I was just like, let's just get inside and then the person will go away. So we get in and the lights in this house are automatic, which means we couldn't turn them off. And the front door has sort of that like kind of glass you can't see through, but you can see if the light is on. So this person, I guess, saw that the light was on and was like decided they needed to be with us. So we go in and for context, I am living in there's this old lady, maybe like 80 something. Her name was Elsbeth.
And she like owns the house?
Yeah. Yeah. So like the house is like 3 stories, has like several rooms, and she's converted a lot of these rooms into studio apartments.
And is your house on, like, a main street, or is this, like, very out of the way? Like, how did this person stumble upon your house?
It's not on a main street, but it's in a really popular and busy neighborhood. Okay. So, like, my street was, like, kind of quiet and, like, tucked away, but it was really close to a lot of shit. So it's not like they, like, were wandering through the forest and just, like, stumbled upon my cabin. So, like, Elsbeth lives in this house. There's 5 studio apartments that people are living in. And one of the people is her granddaughter. That's really important. Vanessa.
I'm going to say the drinking game is anytime you speak a German word.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
What if I say names like Elsbeth? Does that count?
If it's a German name that's not, like, a version of a English name, then yes.
Okay.
So how would you describe her?
Oh, this lady was cool. She was like 80 and just like had just like her basement was full of like feather boas.
So she was a partier.
Yeah. She'd really lived. You knew this is one thing I knew about Elsbeth. I didn't spend much time with her, but I could tell that she had really lived. And I also, because like I have my own studio, I'm basically just sharing my bathroom with other people in the building. I don't really interact with the other people who live in this house very much. It's very, like, very separate existences. And we came in, we went upstairs, the lights on, and this guy's knocking on the door. And we were like, fuck, other people are here. This is super loud. He'll go away. He'll go away eventually. And I think the thing is, like, I think, you know, sometimes when you're really drunk and you see somebody and your drunk brain says, that's my friend, I must follow them and be with my friend. I think that's all that happened. I think there wasn't anything malicious. So we're brushing our teeth. And then all of a sudden we hear a man's voice coming from inside the house.
Oh.
And we were like, oh, fuck. So we go outside. Elizabeth has opened the door and let this man into the home. She's 80-something.
And she probably thought, like, it was one of your friends or...
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, like, I will explain the conversation they are having.
Okay.
This man, first of all, to paint a picture. You know those costumes that, like, there's a plush, like, head in front of you and plush legs behind you or something? So it looks like you're riding, like, a horse or, like, a... Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was this kind of costume, except for it was an ostrich. So it's somebody riding... a plush ostrich costume. And also they had clearly put on makeup at some point in the day. But again, this day you start drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning. And they have been fucking through it. Because their whole face is just like a random black splotch of makeup.
Oh gosh.
That seems to have like sweat. It's just like, just like melted all over their face. And, like, they're the kind of drunk where, like, they can't stand still for longer than 1 second without, like, leaning to the side and almost falling over.
It's a drunk-ass ostrich.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm talking to this guy. Or I come out, and I was like, Esmet, like, what's going on? And she was like, he came in. He said his friends live here. And this guy is like, yeah, friends. Two friends, two brown hair, girl, boy, friends, here.
In German.
In German. So it was like, boah, zwei, von braune Haare, Mädchen, junge, braune Haare. Just like not sentences. Just like stating
words, descriptions,
and basically like saying that like he has two friends here, what, and it's a girl and a boy, and they both have brown hair. Which again, I think he just saw me and Chase and thought those are my friends. I should go into their home.
Which, to be fair, you've also done that before.
Oh yeah, 100%. I understand this man. And we were like, nah, buddy, you don't know anyone. You don't know anyone who lives here. And he was like, brown hair. And we were like, this is the wrong house. So he left. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. I think he followed us in. Also, the whole time, I'm aware of what happened, that he saw us and followed us. Elsbeth is like this drunk-ass ostrich rider is in her home. And she was like, maybe he knows Vanessa, her granddaughter. And she was like, but Vanessa's not here this weekend, so I don't know why she would have this man come here. And I was like, he doesn't know anyone who lives here. And she was like, do you know Vanessa? And he was like, blonde hair.
Wait, was she actually blonde?
I think Vanessa was blonde. I actually never met Vanessa.
Maybe he's like clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Or the ostrich suit gave him powers.
Could be. So he leaves. Chase and I go upstairs. We start brushing our teeth. And we're like, man, that was fucking weird. That ostrich just came into the home. And then, again, we hear a man's voice coming from inside the house. So we leave the room. And we go outside. And now, again, I've lived in this house for like a few months. And I haven't met a lot of the other people who live here. There's another guy who apparently lives in this house where I live, and he is also outside. So it's Elsbeth, it's the drunken ostrich man, and it is this random dude who I've never met before come out and like shook his hand, and he was like, yeah, we share a bathroom. I'm from the Caribbean. Where are you from? Weird way to meet my roommate, basically. And this drunken ostrich has come into the house. But this time he not only came into the house, Elspeth opened the door and he walked up the first flight of stairs and just into the first bedroom, which is where this Caribbean man lives. So this Caribbean man is just asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning and a drunken ostrich walks into his bedroom. And the guy is convinced. He's convinced that he has a blonde friend who lives in this house.
How do you know he doesn't?
He could have known Vanessa. That's the only thing. But I don't think he knew Vanessa. Also, if it was a girl, I would have been like, all right, let's put this person to bed because they're too drunk to be out on their own. But like something about a strange man who keeps breaking into your house in an ostrich costume. I don't know. I'm not trying to give him somewhere to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
Again, Elspeth the whole time, Elspeth, drink, is like somewhat convinced that he definitely knows her granddaughter. We get him to leave, go back upstairs, start brushing our teeth. And again, we hear this man's voice from inside the house because Elspeth just keeps letting him in.
Did you tell her to not let him in?
Yes. Yes. She knows that he doesn't know anyone. But I think the thing is, like, we would get him to leave. We would watch him walk, like, across the street. He would cross the street and then turn around and be like, oh, fuck no, I forgot my friends. And come back. And just, like, ring the doorbell and knock on the door incessantly.
Oh, gosh.
And she just keeps letting this man in. She has no fear. No fear of anything, has Elspeth.
I love this woman.
Right?
Drink for Elspeth.
Drink for Elspeth. I don't remember what happened the third time, but we finally got him to leave. Like, leave for real. And we, like, watched him walk down the street, so we knew he wouldn't come back. And I felt awful because, like, it has now been 45 minutes of this drunken ostrich coming in and out of our house at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, Elspeth, I'm so sorry. Like, I think this is my fault. We were coming inside and he saw us and that's why he followed us. And she just looked at me and she said, oh, it's fine. It's cologne. It's carnival. These things happen.
I love her.
Right? She was such an icon. Ugh. So that's the time I got stalked by an ostrich.
So what's the other story based off of?
This one's got a little bit of, this one's kind of gross. Just like for anyone listening at home, if you are squeamish or you think poop isn't funny.
Poop is always funny.
Poop is always funny. My brother doesn't like poop stories and like.
What?
Right?
Because are you brother, cut from the same cloth?
The thing is like we're super close and this one part of my personality, which is a big part of my personality, he like refuses to, like he gets mad when I talk about poop.
Wow. I feel like we need to make fun of that as much as possible.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Okay. Anyways.
Another friend of mine came a couple nights later to stay with me because, again, it's 5 days in a row of drinking and, like, people from all over the country were coming in to this city for this weirdest shit party. And we went out with, like, a group of people, a group of Americans that we both knew. At some point in this, my friend gets super drunk, and I didn't realize this was happening until she was like, hey, we gotta stop for a minute, and she just starts kind of, like, throwing up on the, like, in a grassy patch. She's also wearing, instead of wearing, a full costume that she planned, she just had, like, a black, full-body, skin-tight suit that, like, would be perfect for Catwoman. But she didn't have, like, cat ears. She just had a random black mask. So she wasn't really anything. She was just wearing...
It's like a ninja, maybe?
But her mask had a lot of feathers on it.
Oh.
She was just wearing black things that were weird. And I was like, this will do for a costume. And she... The mask was around her neck. And she tried to pull it up off of her face. And she... got sick while she was doing this.
And so what?
And it's a plastic mask too, so like it has some structure. And as she's pulling it up, she throws up into the mask, but it doesn't get back on her. It's not like the mask traps the vomit on her. It hits and then it ricochets off the mask and like creates like a and like an arc, like a fountain of vomit.
What?
So she was like, well, I guess I can't wear my mask anymore. And I was like, no, you should throw that away.
Wait, where did it, where'd the arc land on?
An electricity box? Like a public street electric box.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I was like, I got to get some food in this bitch because otherwise she's going to die. And so, like, we found, like, there was, like, a little tiny pub kind of thing right around where she vomited into her mask. And so we went in and, like, again, all of the restaurants, all of the bars, everything, like, they've been operating at, like, full shit show capacity for days now. And they only have, the only things they have left to eat in this bar are lentil soup and these things that are basically like hamburger patties without anything else. We have these two things that we ordered. I ordered the little beef patties and she ordered lentil soup. And she kept having to go to the bathroom to throw up some more. And the bathroom is in the basement. And at some point I was like, oh yeah, I actually have to pee. So I go down. There's two stalls. And she's doing her business in one stall, and I go in the other stall. And now it's important that you know what my costume was, which is that I was a ladybug. But it wasn't like a sexy ladybug. It was a pair of plush overalls that were red with black spots on them, and a little head a little headband that had ladybugs on it. And it, like, also the overalls, like, the pants didn't go all the way to my ankles. They sort of stopped mid-calf. So it was, like, high, super weird, just remarkably unflattering. So I go down, and I sit down to pee, and then I, like, oh, sometimes you pee, and then you realize you're pooping. So my friend was throwing up in one stall. I'm pooping in the next stall. I wipe. And then I realize I've made a fatal mistake. This ladybug costume was a pair of overalls. So to go to the bathroom in overalls, you have to take off your straps and then pull your overalls down. And when I took my strap off, one of them fell into the toilet. And then I shit on it. I couldn't take off the costume because I didn't have any pants on underneath it. Like, I could have worn leggings underneath it. I had underwear, but, like, I wasn't. It was February in Germany. I wasn't trying to walk home with just my underwear on. And so I was like, hey, buddy, can you do me a favor? My friend was like, yeah, what do you need? Like, clearly still in the throes of illness. She's like, what do you need? And I was like, can you go find some scissors for me? So she was like, what? And I explained my predicament. She was like, okay, yeah, sure. But she didn't know how to say scissors in German.
But it's very easy to make the international sign for scissors.
Yes, exactly. So I was like doing the international sign for scissors and teaching her, like, scheren, scheren. And she was like, scheren, scheren. That's a lot of drinks. We have to drink four times. So then she goes up, gone for a few minutes. I'm feeling real exposed. She comes back and she has scissors, which I think is incredible because this girl was so fucking drunk and she convinced a bartender to give her a pair of scissors.
Right?
So she told me recently that she, like, went up to the bar and was like, can I have some scissors? And the bartender was like, what? And my friend just, like, gave them, like, a I need scissors, like, no details, but just like, trust me, buddy.
you gotta
give me some damn scissors. Exactly. And they gave her scissors. So then I cut so then I just cut one of my straps of my overalls off, put my other strap back on.
It's fashion.
Yeah. I wiped, got dressed, left. So now my ladybug overalls, like, have a real hillbilly vibe going on because one side is always unhooked, which worked. Honestly, like, I've worn it since then.
What did you do with the other part that you cut off?
So here's the problem. We go back upstairs, start eating, and I was like, shit, I have to go back downstairs. She was like, why? And I was like, I think I left that strap in the toilet.
Oh, no.
And the really brilliant thing is that my friend was like, don't worry about it. I gotta go back down there anyways.
It was entirely in the toilet?
The whole thing was in the toilet. She never actually told me if she had to do it or not. Like, that is still a mystery.
Oh, wow.
But she was ready. She was ready to pull my shit covered.
She's a true friend.
She's a bro.
Because you know that shit would have clogged the toilet up.
Yeah. Also, when the bartender was nice and gave me scissors, I don't want to break their toilet. Yeah, so that was my carnival experience.
Have you gone back to that bar since?
I couldn't find that bar. If you paid me $1,000 and said you have 3 hours and you're in this neighborhood, I still don't think I could find this bar.
Maybe they got, like, shut down by the health department because of your poop.
I just think it was like a, also, like, it doesn't make any sense, the establishment, where it was, what its function was, like, what kind of bar it was, why it was open on this day. I think it just magically existed for us in that moment, you know?
Like a Harry Potter deal.
Yeah, it's like a room of requirements. Like, that was the bar of requirements.
For shitting your pants.
Yes. If you're like me, you don't feel safe in your house. I live every night in terror, praying that I don't wake up staring at a 300-pound flightless bird on my bed. Well, now I finally feel safe with my new security system, specially detecting ostriches. Ostracized.
Ostrich detected. Activate lion hologram.
If you don't want to keep burying your head in the sand, call today. We'll even throw in a clown protection policy for 12 months. Clowns? Who? Me? Our security system soars above the rest.
Unlike us ostriches! Maggie.
Yeah?
Do you want to explain the random word?
Oh, yeah. So in this segment, Michelle picks a random word, and I have to, on the spot, think of a story that involves that word. Tell it pretty quick, pretty fast, pretty interesting. We'll see what happens.
I hope it's interesting. Because the random word is warthog.
This is less of a specific story and more of just like an example of sort of the energy that I walked around with for the year that I lived in China. So I lived in a town where there were only four foreigners. It was a Swiss girl who was in her 30, who was 30, a German girl who was 26, and then me and another German girl who were both 18, 19. And she had never seen The Lion King. So first of all, once she watched it and she cried so hard. But we would just walk around town singing songs from The Lion King. Because no one in this town had ever met foreigners before. And we were like, anything weird we'll do, they'll just be like, wow, Americans and Europeans, they love singing in the street. So we would just walk through the streets being like, when I was a young warthog. Very nice. Yeah, so we just did that all the time. That's not really a story.
No, but it gives credence to what we're about to unleash upon you fucking podcast plebes in the next episode.
Yep.
Guys, we're gearing up for like a really big epic story.
Yeah. She will be a recurring character, I believe, in the podcast. And really, like, I think the most important thing is just this confidence to do whatever the fuck I wanted as a 19-year-old.
have to pee, so I'm going to mute myself, but you can keep talking.
Okay. I'm going to read the shishishi poem.
But tell people what it means, too.
Yes. So this poem is called, in English, is Lion Eating Poet in the Stone Den. There was a poet named Shishi who was a lion addict and resolved to eat 10 lions. It's a lot about stones and lions and poet. Well, those are all very different words in English. And in Chinese, it goes like this. Shi 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 That the really woke me up. I feel alive. Also, I still have many tabs about earwax open on my computer.